This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Once again, your song of the day from 1958. Run, Rudolph, jeez. Run by the great Chuck Berry. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. If you're watching on the video stream, Sip has put a 10 with an exclamation point on that song.
Yeah, it was you might have played the best one.
You gave me a 10 on Friday for Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town as well.
Both really good, yeah.
But this one's better. This one's better.
Well, yeah, this one's my favorite. That's my favorite. I like the live version, but that was a good version. Any version's good. This is not working. The salt water did not work. Gargled salt water.
Well, good news is that we should have someone from the mill here shortly for the tea and honey situation to be in play.
That might work.
If you're just tuning in, again, Sip, Bill is not here today. He's back tomorrow. He's in a place where the Wi-Fi was spotty, so he couldn't join us remotely. And Sip is fighting a head cold that has got to his throat at this point.
You know what? Literally, I think it's just in my throat now. My head cold's not even bad at all. It's weird. It's like concentrated in my throat.
That's not great.
It's not the worst.
But I appreciate you trying and being here. It means a lot.
Give the scores of the people.
So Rennie's here on Song of the Day. We've got Rod says, get better, Sip. 8 on that one. Feel better. Means Houston, 5-4. Shamia, 9-6. Scott and Bancroft, 9-2-2. Says, Jake! Exclamation point on that one.
He's beautiful.
Bill and Bennett, 8-1. Brett and Bertrand, 7-5. Who at Columbus? Bird, 8.
Ooh, Bird gave it an 8.
8 for Bird. That's pretty high.
Okay, that's hot. That
if Bird's going 8, that like means the 10 is proper for
it's
you.
Like a 10.
Doug in Idaho, Banger, 9-6. Sandmaster in KC, 9-5. Ryan in California, 9-1. Lyle in Omaha, the name you love, Lyle, 9-2.
It's a great name.
Mike in Dalton, 9-7-5. Rick from Wahoo, 7. Triple H's dad says, classic, running through the airport, 10.
Oh, running through the airport?
It's like
seriously?
Home Alone 2. That one.
So he's not actually running through the airport.
That might be Home Alone 1. Which one?
Hold on. This guy's not actually running through the airport.
No, he's not.
He's referring to a movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Classic 7. Kent says Christmas week 5.5. Jared says classic. Better times 8.5. Jennifer 9. Hubby 7.1 with the yes comment there.
Yeah.
Comment was yes.
Yes.
David in Omaha 3.9. Isaac in Lincoln 9. Gavin in Pender 7. Sean says, 8-2, Sip, I hope you feel better soon.
I don't feel bad. It's just my voice.
Someone says, in a couple of days, you'll have a gnarly cough. Merry Christmas on that one.
Is that the way it goes?
But could be. Kevin says, missed Bill playing the air guitar keyboard. This one, 8-9.
Yeah, he would have.
From Papa Kevin Lincoln. Song of the day, and Tater says, I'll give it a 10.
Tater.
Yeah.
Tater.
It's not too bad, is it?
No. No, you did great on that one.
Yeah, I want to save that for when you both were here because you both would be jamming, but it just didn't work out like that.
No.
I could play it again tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be great. Now, what is the schedule the rest of the week?
Okay, we will be here today, tomorrow, and Christmas Eve.
Perhaps.
We're definitely off Christmas Day and the day after Christmas to have a 4-day weekend there for sure. Christmas Eve, we're planning on being here. I will likely be here.
Yeah,
you guys, 50, you know,
50,
we'll see you
here tomorrow. I mean,
it's a tough day to ask the people work on. But
voice willing.
Yeah.
voice willing.
So that's the schedule for shows this week.
Okay.
And then we'll have shows. You'll be gone in Vegas, but we will have a show on New Year's Eve just because it's the game day.
Wow.
But not New Year's Day.
Okay. New Year's Eve, regular schedule.
Yes. Well, I think, not during the game, obviously. The game's going to be at 2:30 this time, right. So we'll have up until the game.
Wow.
Regular.
Wow.
Programming.
Okay.
It's a game day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
It's a big one.
Are you ready?
Let's get to it right now.
Ready for Bill's Thrills?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Bill's Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinerick Contracting. Randy!
Good one.
The
good
king job. Of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. I'm sure Randy has a very special promotion going on for Christmas that Bill will let us know more about tomorrow. But I hope that people got the rolls that Randy was helping distribute. The cinnamon rolls.
From Storm Lake.
Yes, from the 712 area code. Yeah. We're not sure where they came from, but I'm sure they've been delivered and people are enjoying those for the holidays.
Western Iowa produces great cinnamon rolls. So I hear.
Apparently so.
Yeah. So I hear.
Apparently so.
Okay,
I got this today. Football Facts Monday.
What do you
do? And this is a late headline here.
Okay.
Late headline.
Give it to me.
If you're stuck in manures, go to Quinn Ewers. I know manure is one, it's a plural that is manure, little S, but I had to do it. If you're stuck in manures, go to Quinn Ewers.
I'm very skeptical of Ewers.
The Miami Dolphins yesterday started Quinn Ewers because...
How'd that go?
I'm telling you right now. Quinn Ewers, the Dolphins got absolutely jackhammered by the Bengals, but it wasn't entirely his fault. But he's not exactly innocent here. The Dolphins were down 17-14 at halftime, and Quinn was having a solid game. Solid game for Quinn Ewers. The defense decided to not play in the second half at all. And here's the stretch of play, Sip. Now, the Dolphins have been outscored in the since week one.
Okay.
The Miami Dolphins have been outscored in the third quarter, a vital quarter of football games, 116-17. That's an NFL football team.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Is remarkable.
So it's not just Quinn Ewers' fault. It's been a season-wide problem for the Miami Dolphins in terms of them having issues.
That's both sides of the ball are culpable now.
Yeah. Now, here's this is amazing. So,
wow.
Again, 17-14 and a half. Dolphins get the ball to start off the third quarter. Here's how this goes. Dolphins fumble, Bengals touchdown. Dolphins interception, Bengals touchdown. Dolphins turnover on downs, Bengals touchdown. Dolphins pick, Bengals touchdown. And that's all she wrote. 45-21, Bengals win in a rout. I say that because, you know, Quinn Ewers had his first ever start. He's a seventh-round draft pick. Tua, obviously, is probably not going to be part of your team's plans going forward. Just a ton of dead money when you cut him or trade him. He's just...
dead money.
Like, I watched highlights. I wasn't watching live. I watched highlights. And Quinn Ewers' arm looked pretty good. Compared to Tua, watching him play against Pittsburgh, his arm is dead. Like, the guy doesn't have an arm right now. Quinn Ewers had a pulse in this game. The stats aren't great. 20 for 30 for 260, no touchdowns, two picks, no sacks. Now, keep in mind, Tua has been getting sacked a lot because he has zero mobility. Quinn Ewers didn't exactly run a lot, but I think that he proved that he's worthy of being part of the roster next year. Not a starting quarterback.
No, he's not a starting quarterback in the NFL.
But can he be a backup quarterback, serviceable? I mean, the defense fell apart, but again, having three straight turnovers and then one of those being a turnover on downs is difficult to overcome for the defense. Just kind of in the game, the Dolphins had nothing to play for. They're already out of the postseason, and so are the Bengals. So all at that point, a loss is just improving your draft pick.
Yeah, remember when Ewers was all the rage coming out of high school?
Yes.
Is this not?
And he went to Ohio State, got a big contract, and went to Texas after that.
We kind of, as a media corps, we kind of blow it on a lot of these things. Like, Ewers was fine, but he wasn't what we made him out to be in this country, right?
Yeah, I mean.
He just wasn't. He's not that good.
No. And I don't know how this game changes. Like, I mentioned the opening drive of the second half was a fumble. It was not by Ewers. He had a great pass. It was fumbled by the tight end, fumbled the ball. Greg Dulcich fumbled it, and the Bengals recovered. So the Dolphins were actually driving at this point. So they could have taken the lead. Who knows how that game changes? But after that, it was just a flurry of turnovers. And actually, one of the picks that he threw, Quinn Ewers, was off the receiver's hands. A perfect throw deep. Bounced off his hands and picked off by a guy. So that goes on him for a stat.
It does.
But it wasn't really his fault. It was a perfect throw.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Hey, that third quarter stat's remarkable.
Dolphins were outscored in this third quarter, particularly. Was it 28-0?
Oh, boy.
21-0 in the third quarter.
Oh, boy.
Joe Burrow in the game that no one cares about because they're both not playoff teams. Joe Burrow, 25 of 32 for 309, four touchdowns, no picks, two sacks for Joe Burrow yesterday. Again, nobody watched that game because you shouldn't watch that game. No. Bengals, Dolphins both stink right now. They're both not going to the playoffs, but... there was a report before the game. I don't know why this has got to be Chris Greer, the former GM, putting a bug in Schefter's ear, because the story all day Saturday that Adam Schefter put 17 times on Twitter was that sources say that prior to the 2020 draft, the Dolphins offered four first-round picks to get number one and get Joe Burrow versus drafting Tua. So somebody's trying to cover their end because Tua obviously is benched. He's not part of the team's future. Let's leak it to Schefter that we tried to trade four first-round picks for Joe Burrow. And I'm like, who cares? Why is
that going
this
out
is
there?
Obviously Chris Greer's camp trying to back him up, saying, I wanted Joe Burrow and not Tua. Or maybe it's Brian Flores that wants back in the job because he didn't want Tua either as the head coach at that point.
I think you're reading this very well.
I am reading it right. This is not hard to read.
No.
Schefter does not care about that post it eight times throughout the day.
Why did he do that?
Somebody would say, I'll pay you to post the story, basically. I don't know if he's getting paid.
I hope it's not payoff.
I don't know. I don't know, Sip, but it was really odd how many times he posted this particular story and retweeted it throughout the day.
It might not be payoff. It might just be payoff in the form of information that he gets from the same person.
Maybe.
Greer, whoever. Agent. Yeah, he might be in debt to somebody. And is feels beholden to somebody and is given. So he's doing it that way. Interesting. Really interesting. Who's in there?
That's Rick. He's here very early today. But Dolphins lose 45-21. Ewers wasn't great, but the headline was, when you're stuck in manures, go to Quinn Ewers. Because I wanted to ride with Ewers, okay?
That was fine. You did good on that. And, who's their second string guy?
Well, it's a rough subject because Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Was second string all year long.
Right.
McDaniel says all week long that Ewers gives them the best chance to win, a.k.a. probably the best chance to lose to help your draft status situation.
Strange.
And Zach Wilson, rightfully so, was pissed off.
Was he?
Like, why am I not starting? I'm number two.
He's number two.
A rookie seventh-round draft pick.
He should be pissed off.
Maybe they know, hey, we know that Zach Wilson's a viable backup here. We don't know if if Ewers is. We have nothing to lose. Let's play him.
Because they wanted to lose?
I don't know. Like, it felt like it.
Weird. Not a fan of that. You know how I feel about your head coach.
It's hard to go tell your team to win games when you know that there's no benefit at all. Like all you could play for yesterday was the chance at a winning season. The playoffs, you are out. You are officially out.
I don't know. Those conversations I'll never quite understand. I know what people are going to say. No, you think about the long term. How do you ask a bunch of guys to be okay with losing? A bunch of professional athletes. Don't worry about losing. It's better off. We're better off. It's never a good look to me.
No. So.
I apologize for this voice. This is ridiculous.
It's not your fault. You didn't go yell at a concert last night.
No.
It wasn't like you were screaming in the basement last night.
Just woke up.
Just woke up with a bad throat, bad voice.
When I went to bed last night, I was talking. I was fine. When I woke up, I'm like, oh, this is not good. Anyway, one more time on the headline, please.
When you're stuck in manures, go to Quinn Ewers. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting.
Thank you.
When we come back, hour two, I want to know, how is a struggling rush defense in Nebraska stop the nation's number two rushing attack? That's up next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.